Apart from these discriminations and persecutions and difficulties, still we believe God has put us here to be His witness, and we are ready to die for Him.
Across the world today, millions of Christians are persecuted. They face oppression, imprisonment, displacement, and even death simply because of their faith in Jesus Christ. These courageous believers are our brothers and sisters. We're in this together with them, and we need to hear their voice. Join host Laura as we discover their stories today on Release International's Voice podcast.
How will you be celebrating Christmas this year? I'm sure that's a conversation most of us are having right now with our friends and colleagues. But what if the menu for Christmas dinner and the itinerary for seeing family weren't our only concerns? On today's podcast, I'm speaking to Release International partner Wasim, who lives and works in Pakistan. Together with my colleague Imtiaz, we'll talk to him about what Christmas looks like for the marginalised Christian minority in that country. And we'll hear about their wholehearted determination to celebrate the birth of Jesus, despite the challenges they face. So welcome Imtiaz and Wasim to the Voice podcast.
Thank you, Laura. It's lovely to be with you.
Thank you, Laura.
So Imtiaz, you have worked for Release International for a number of years in several different roles. And throughout that time, you have had a close interest in Pakistan and you've visited the country many times. Wasim, you are an ordained minister and you are the founder of Release International's partner ministry, Lahore Evangelical Ministries, which is based in Pakistan. And it is great to have you both on the podcast today. Imtiaz, can you just start by sharing something with us about your experiences visiting Pakistan over the years? What has it been like to meet Christians there? How have you been impacted by the experience? And how has it influenced your work engaging with Christians in the UK?
Well, thanks, Laura. As you said, I've been to Pakistan a number of times now. And every time I go, it's been absolutely amazing and quite life-changing. Meeting God's people who have experienced all kinds of abuse has been very challenging and quite humbling. When I have been there, when I've been ministering with our partners, I see it as an amazing honour and joy and privilege to pray, to encourage. And in many ways, it has impacted me in the sense that it's made me have a deeper understanding of the pain and the suffering our brothers and sisters go through. But also it's given me an amazing love and passion for God's people.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's really coming through there how much your visits have impacted you in your work. It's really interesting to hear that. And Wasim, how important has it been for you to have the support of Release International in your ministry, and in particular to have face-to-face connection with people like Imtiaz and others who visit?
Thank you, Laura. As a partner with the Release International for the last 4 or 5 years, whenever we have a problem or we are facing challenges, the first thing I receive from the Release is the prayer. So that is really big encouragement, and that is our spiritual strength. The second point is we feel with the Release International, we are not left, we are not abandoned, we are not alone here. Because I do remember in 2015 and 2016, when there was a bomb blast in our churches and in a park, the 5 people from Release International, they were here in Lahore at that time. Release International is not just supporting the Christians in Pakistan and the partners, they are suffering as well with us. And the third thing is, the finances are the backbone of any project. So as a partner, we are receiving good financial support through the Release International, and I'm so grateful for Release International and the supporters who are praying for us, who are visiting us, and they are supporting financially to help the persecuted church in Pakistan.
Thank you, Wasim. Yeah, part of our Christian calling in this ministry is to serve persecuted Christians practically, pastorally and prayerfully. So it's wonderful to hear that that is happening. So as we record this, we are fast approaching Christmas, which is obviously a very important time of year for Christians in every part of the world. But although we have that in common, the way that Christians celebrate Christmas can look quite different depending on where you are, not least in a country like Pakistan, where the minority Christian population faces intense discrimination and marginalisation. And I want to try to draw that contrast out for our listeners just now in this conversation. So, Imtiaz, you're an ordained minister in the Church of England, and you have led many Advent and Christmas services over the years. So can you tell us briefly, what does a typical Christmas season look like for you in the UK?
Thanks, Laura. First of all, I just want to say, in my early years, before I became a follower of Jesus, being brought up in a nominal Islamic background, we didn't really celebrate Christmas. And it was only after I became a follower of Jesus, I began to understand what Christmas was really about. In my early years, as far as I saw, it seemed Christmas was about decorations, Christmas tree, buying presents and having parties and big dinners. That's how I understood Christmas. And so I never kind of really got into that. It was only later on in the years I really began to understand Christmas was about celebrating the birth of Jesus. And that's what we do at home, really. We're not too much into Christmas shopping and decorations. We may have a little tree, but for me, the main thing is celebrating the birth of Jesus. And I love the carol services. I love singing carols. I kind of find them quite encouraging and inspiring.
Great, thanks, Imtiaz. And Wasim, I imagine that there are some similarities with what Imtiaz has shared and your own experience of Christmas in Pakistan, but I'm also sure that there are many significant differences. So can you tell us, first of all, what is the Christmas season like in Pakistan generally?
Honestly, Laura, when we do celebrate Christmas, we are very excited, very enthusiastic. And if you see our Christian town, you can see the stars on the roof. And when you enter in the town, you can see the stars and you can enjoy the scene of Christmas. And our Christmas night is not silent night. It's a very, very noisy night. So we make much noise. Carol services on the street in Christian areas. And every year we have this mobile carol service on truck, the big truck. We had everything, PA system, and we sing the carol and we go through different towns and preaching different messages. This is the very exciting area of our Christmas, and we do celebrate. There was my colleague, and he used to say that, Wasim, every Christmas we should celebrate like this is our last Christmas, because there is so uncertainty in the life here on the Christmas time and even the other religious festivals. But we always do celebrate Christmas as this is our last Christmas. We are full of passion and compassion, and this is one side, so we celebrate. The other side is, so we always look after our brothers and sisters in villages. They don't have proper clothes to wear on the Christmas time. They don't have proper food, and we try the whole month from 1st of December till the 25th of December at Christmas time, we always look after and visit them and try to meet their basic needs. Because if we are not sharing our Christmas love, Christian love, so we think this is not our Christmas. So as a partner, we are concerned about our Christian brothers and sisters who are under the poverty line. They don't eat good food at Christmas time. They don't wear good clothes. They don't have fellowships. They don't have carol services. They don't have any celebrations. So we are the source of their celebration. That is a bit concern. And the third concern is the big security issue. Because from 20th, if Imtiaz knows, so we seal our areas by the police. So no one can enter in the town, in the Christian areas, because we are afraid of by some terrorist attack and the other other persecution. So the police covered all towns, Christian towns, and the churches are controlled by the police, and nobody can get in, the new person, and everybody has to show the ID card when you come in. So the security is the big issue on Christmas time. Yeah, but apart from this, we really enjoy and considering, so this is our last Christmas. So praise God, so we are celebrating Christmas like this.
On today's podcast, I'm speaking to Release International partner Wasim and my colleague Imtiaz. We've spoken about the contrast between celebrating Christmas in the UK and what Christmas looks like in Pakistan. Keep listening as Wasim goes on to share more about the specific measures Christians have to take to protect themselves and how we can pray for his ministry and our brothers and sisters in Pakistan this Christmas. You've touched on it a bit there about how, you know, Christmas and festivals like Christmas and Easter is a time of heightened tensions for Christians in Pakistan, but also other areas around the world. So with these increased risks, you mentioned there about some of the things you put in place to try and make it a safer place. But can you give us any examples of what has happened in the past and how do Christians respond to this?
We have decided after the bomb attacks, usually this is our policy of the believers in Pakistan. So the half people, I mean, half family, people of the family, they will go in the midnight, and the half people of the family, they will go in the main service because they don't want to die, all of them, you know, especially the husband and wife. They go in the midnight, and the husband will say, I will go in the morning service, because if God forbid something happened, at least one person will look after the children. Because there are some groups, the Islamicists, they believe that Pakistan is created after the name of Allah and the Prophet, and the minority, especially Christians, they don't have right to stay in this country, and if they want to stay in this country, they must do the menial jobs, and they live as a slave. So these kind of mentality, there is a one group, not all people, majority people, but there is a one group, they're thinking, so the Pakistan is an Islamic country, and there is no right for the Christians to live here as an independent citizens. And they are focusing our like parties and the religious ceremonies and the church services, they attack to discourage us to not to celebrate these kind of things, especially the Easter time. Because the Christmas time, one thing is common, at least everybody believe here, they believe that the Jesus is born here. So, but Easter time is very, very difficult time because they think this story is fabricated. The Jesus was not crucified and not raised. from the dad. This is their Christians fabricated story, and this is not mentioned in the Holy Quran. So that is another reason. So they are always putting us under attack. There are some political groups. They think by persecuting Christians, they are putting under pressure the government. So this is some political things as well, you know. So apart from these discriminations and persecutions and difficulties, still we believe God has put us here to be his witness, and we are ready to die for him.
Wow. Thank you, Wasim. That is incredibly humbling to hear you say that. It really does just bring home the differences between Christmas in, you know, the UK and what many of our listeners are used to and what Christians around the world actually face. So thank you. Imtiaz, you're going to be visiting Pakistan again soon. And I know you can't tell us all the details of what you'll be doing, but can you tell us in general terms, what are the key things you want to achieve during that visit?
Thanks, Laura. With our partners, generally what we want to do and what we want to achieve is to touch the lives of the people that God wants us to meet. With Wasim and other partners, we want to be able to encourage those who are really suffering and those who are going through very, very difficult times. And we have the privilege and honour as a team to do this. So we'll be looking to go to different villages, different places around Pakistan. And as a team, we will be looking to minister to them and help them and just speak words of encouragement, because it's been a tough year for persecuted Christians there. And we also, as a team, want to let them know that there are people in the UK, in Ireland and around the world who are praying for them. So what we really want to achieve is to touch their lives and help them to know that God is with them, that God has not abandoned them, and that the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit. But I also want to be able to encourage our partners, spend time with them, have fellowship with them, and just to, as a team, as God's people, is to reflect the presence of Jesus in wherever we go.
That's great. Thanks, Imtiaz. And we will definitely be praying for your trip. And on that topic of prayer, we like to end with a prayer request here on the Voice podcast. So finally, Wasim, can you just tell us, how can we best pray for Christians in Pakistan this Christmas?
Yes, Laura, I have three points to share with my brothers and sisters through this recording. My first prayer request is, we want to understand the love of God through Jesus Christ's birth at this Christmas. So please pray for us that we can really understand the real meanings of Christmas, so at least we can understand and strengthen our faith. So that is my request, to pray for us that we may know Jesus more and more. And number two is, please do pray for the brothers and sisters. There are many people in villages, because we have very good village ministry, and that is why my heart is beating for them, the village pastors and the village people. Laura, I'm very emotional when they say, so we haven't eaten good food in our life. So we in Christmas seasons, we always take a bowl of rice, professionally made, and we took to them just to share a Christmas meal for them. So please pray for those people who are really in need, and they can see the love of God through our activity, this Christian activity, through our charity. And number three is, the Christmas season, of course, we are enthusiastic, we are passionate, we are good in faith, but still there is a human concern of security. So we trust in the Lord, and we believe He's our protector and He is our security. He's our stronghold and fortress. But still, as a human, we request to our brothers and sisters abroad through Release International, so please pray for our security while we are having many public activities. We are having different carol services. We are having different meetings. We celebrate Christmas in public. So we are in public. So public activities, we need to commit these in God's hands. So security, especially for the leaders and the Christmas services like midnight service and the main service. So these kind of things we need to pray for us. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. We will definitely be praying. So thank you, Wasim. Thank you, Imtiaz. It's been great speaking to you both today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It can sound a bit cliched to bemoan the excesses of consumerist Christmas. As Christians, we are very well aware that our culture's understanding and practice of Christmas is far removed from its theological heart. But even as we recognise that, we also need to grapple with the fact that the simple celebration of Christmas actually attracts hatred for some of our brothers and sisters. As we share the true meaning of the festival with them, let's also be prepared to share the burden of their suffering, as well as their determined attitude of joy. Thank you so much for listening to The Voice podcast. Please do subscribe for your favourite podcast app so you can stay connected to the voice of persecuted Christians. We'd love to hear your feedback on the podcast too, so please do share your comments with us. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn and YouTube. And if you don't already receive our free quarterly magazine or prayer alert emails, then you can subscribe now on our website at releaseinternational.org/podcast.
Remember those who are in prison as if you were in there together with them, and those who are mistreated as if you yourselves were suffering. Do not abandon them.